Here they come out of turn number four. Mash the gas. Let's go, racers!
The Young Guns get together and they collect. Race fans, let the sparks fly. It is Sport Mod Showtime!
It's time for the Tri-County Race Report. 93.5, The Hawk.
Good morning, and welcome to the Tri-County Race Report. It is brought to you by Demon Decals in Rising City. Well, after the mid-season break, all three tracks got their races in. Columbus had their 1,000 win modified show. Boone County Raceway resumed their racing on Friday, and the Off-Road Speedway had their races on Saturday. When we return, we're going to head on out to US 30 Speedway, the home of Thursday Night Thunder. You're listening to the Tri-County Race Report, brought to you by Demon Decals of Rising City.
For race ramps, personal ramps for cars, trucks, boats, golf carts, cornhole boards, even fridge and Yeti ramps, Demon Decals. For commercial, derby and truck ramps, plus ramps for fire, police vehicles, and pulling tractors, Demon Decals. T-shirts, koozies, signs, banners, and school bus kits, Demon Decals. No design fee, fast turnaround, traveling install crew, Demon Decals. Find them on Facebook at Demon Decals. Message, call, or text David Richards anytime at 402-367-8464. Demon Decals in Rising City.
And welcome back to the Tri-County Race Report. Let's head on out to US 30 Speedway, the home of Thursday Night Thunder and the 1,000 to Win Mod Show on Thursday. Here's the top three in your IMCA Sport Compact. In third, it was the 26 of Bo Cleveland. Second went to the 5X of Terry Tritt. And going to victory lane, the 21R of Ramsey Meyer. Now on to your IMCA Hobby Stock A feature. In third, it was the 7 of Lance Melke. Second went to the 83 of Jeff Ware. And winning the A feature from Neely, Nebraska, driving the 52, that's Cameron Wilkinson. Now on to your IMCA Stock Cars, the Class 2 Tough to Tame. In third, it was the 52 of Kyle Wilkinson. Second went to the 60, Stone Cold Anthony Roth. And the A feature winner, once again, from Beatrice, the 30 of Jordan Grabowski. Now on to the IMCA Northern Sport Mod A feature. In third, it was the 999, The Oz, Brian Ozentowski. Second went to the 75 of Rowdy James Roebuck. And going to victory lane, once again, the 25C, I call him the Sioux City Hot Shoe, that is Cody Thompson. Now on to your IMCA Modifieds 1,000 win on Thursday night. In third, it was the 3 of Trey Dunsing. Second went to the 60 of Stone Cold Anthony Roth. And once again, doubling up on the night, the 30 of Jordan Grabowski. Well, coming up Thursday, August 1st, we'll have the IMCA late models in the house, and it will be kids' night. When we return, we're going to head up a little north, a little west, to Albion, Nebraska, the home of the Boone County Raceway, under the lights on Friday nights. You're listening to the Tri-County Race Report, brought to you by Demon Decals in Rising City.
For race ramps, personal ramps for cars, trucks, boats, golf carts, cornhole boards, even fridge and Yeti ramps, Demon Decals. For commercial, derby and truck ramps, plus ramps for fire, police vehicles, and pulling tractors, Demon Decals. T-shirts, koozies, signs, banners, and school bus kits, Demon Decals. No design fee, fast turnaround, traveling install crew, Demon Decals. Find them on Facebook at Demon Decals. Message, call, or text David Richards anytime at 402-367-8464. Demon Decals in Rising City.
Well, let's head up a little north and a little west to Albion, Nebraska, the home of the Boone County Raceway, under the lights on Friday nights. Here's the top three in your IMCA hobbies. In third, it was the 3 of Ryan Feynman. Second went to the 83, the Mean Lean Green Machine of Jeff Ware. And going to victory lane, the 77 of David Norquist. Now on to your IMCA stock cars. In third, it was the 10A, the Bad Boy, Austin Bronner. Second went to the 52 of Kyle Wilkinson. And going to victory lane, the 25B of Eric Bartles. Now on to your IMCA Northern Sport Mods. Third went to the 999, the Oz, Brian Ozentowski. Second went to the OT5 of Cole Haddix. And going to victory lane, driving the 21 from Pierce, Nebraska, that's Cameron Meyer. Now on to your IMCA late models. In third, it was the 22Z, the double Z-man, Zach Zentner. Second went to the 11X of Nelson Bulbright. And going to victory lane, hails from York, Nebraska, driving the 77. That's Corey Dumpert. Now the only sport compact they had listed was the 12X of Parker Bulbright. Going on at the Boone County Raceway on Friday, August 2nd, it will be a regular night of racing. When we return, I feel the need for speed. We're talking the off-road speedway in Norfolk. You're listening to the Tri-County Race Report, brought to you by Demon Decals of Rising City.
For race ramps, personal ramps for cars, trucks, boats, golf carts, cornhole boards, even fridge and Yeti ramps, Demon Decals. For commercial, derby and truck ramps, plus ramps for fire and police vehicles and pulling tractors, Demon Decals. T-shirts, koozies, signs, banners, and school bus kits, Demon Decals. No design fee, fast turnaround, traveling install crew, Demon Decals. Find them on Facebook at Demon Decals. Message, call, or text David Richards anytime at 402-367-8464. Demon Decals in Rising City.
Well, let's head up on north to Norfolk, Nebraska, the home of the off-road speedway on Saturday, July 27th. Here's the top two in your cruiser class. In second, it was the 36 of Rosberg and Scotch. And taking the feature victory, the 69 of Hebner and Bolin. Now on to your IMCA Sport Compacts. In third, it was the 26 of Bo Cleveland. Second went to the 79 of Mark Benedict. And going to victory lane, the 21R of Ramsey Meyer. Now on to the IMCA Hobby Stocks. In third, it was the 96 of Gage Cook. Second went to the 31K from O'Neill. That is Nate DeSivey. And going to victory lane, driving the 52, Cameron Wilkinson. Now on to your IMCA stock cars. In third, it was the 10A of Austin Bronner. Second went to the 1 of Sean Primrose. And winning the A feature, driving the 77 out of Norfolk, it's the Dominator, T.J. Milkey. Now on to your IMCA Northern Sport Mods. In third, it was the 21 of Cameron Meyer. Second went to the 5K Primetime, Kyle Priner. And winning the A feature, driving the 11A, Tyler A. Frank. Now on to your IMCA late models. In third, it was the 9 of Eric Van Osdahl. Second went to the 73 of Chris Johnson. And winning the A feature, the 36, his brother, Double J, Jim Johnson. It'll be a regular night of racing on Saturday, August 3rd. I got to give some kudos out to Ramsey Meyer, who on Sunday at Raceway Park in Jefferson, South Dakota, picked up his 200th feature win. Congratulations to Ramsey Meyer. This has been the Tri-County Race Report, brought to you by Demon Decals. Until next time, Nebraska, keep the racing to the track.
For race ramps, personal ramps for cars, trucks, boats, golf carts, cornhole boards, even fridge and Yeti ramps, Demon Decals. For commercial, derby and truck ramps, plus ramps for fire and police vehicles and pulling tractors, Demon Decals. T-shirts, koozies, signs, banners, and school bus kits, Demon Decals. No design fee, fast turnaround, traveling install crew, Demon Decals. Find them on Facebook at Demon Decals. Message, call, or text David Richards anytime at 402-367-8464. Demon Decals in Rising City.
It's time for the Promoter of the Week on the Tri-County Race Report.
Welcome back, everybody, here on your Tri-County Race Report. As, we are into, maybe the two biggest weeks of sprint car racing in all the country each and every season. Of course, it is Knoxville Nationals Week. Of course, not quite the 410 week, but this is the 360 Nationals coming up for the 29th time over at the Knoxville Nationals. And, of course, today we are talking with a longtime Knoxville Raceway announcer in Chris Krug. And, Chris, tell you what, 29 seasons for the 360 Nationals, 59 years for the 410 series. Boy, this has been one of those races that it seems like each and every year it gets bigger and bigger, and this year is no different.
Yeah, that's very true, Ryan. 360 Nationals was always a big deal when it was back in the mid-season point for Knoxville, and then they moved it over to kind of kick off the whole week a couple of years back. And it grew even more from that time on. And, you know, it's interesting because when you look at the stats for ASCS racing at Knoxville Raceway, you know, an ASCS regular points competitor hasn't actually won this event since 2013 with Shane Stewart, when he won his last of, I think, four in a row there. And before that, it was 2008 when the guy had won from the ASCS regular. So the 360 competition at Knoxville during the Nationals is just, it's incredible, and it's really picked up the past couple of years.
Well, I'll tell you what, the weekly 360 competition at Knoxville is pretty incredible. You know, you got Terry McCarl, who formerly used to run with the World of Outlaws. You know, Brian Brown has won the 360 Nationals. Clint Garner runs weekly for you guys for quite some time now. Just the weekly competition for the 360 is pretty impressive. A lot of locals could really come out with this. Hence, maybe why a lot of the ASCS National Touring Series guys haven't won it as often as you were saying.
Exactly, and that goes back to, I think, the competition weekly at Knoxville and who shows up once in a while too, because we do get visitors once in a while, and that competition from the guys who are kind of traveling on an off weekend with either a touring series around, come in, stop by for a weekend, and that just builds the competition up every week. It makes every driver better all the way around. It's amazing. You know, you talk about Clint Garner, one of the winningest 360 drivers ever at Knoxville Raceway, just won his first ever event here for the Knoxville Nationals 360 edition 2 years ago. So, I mean, it's crazy to think, you know, just how crazy this event really is. And then when you also get this too, you know, it kind of helps to start up front as well. Six of the past 7 years of the 360 Nationals, the driver that started on the pole led pretty much every single lap in this one. So, you know, you live from start to finish a lot. McCarl broke that streak last year, coming a little further back in the pack. But, you know, it was it's an amazing event. The 360 competition this year at Knoxville has been incredible. We're averaging around 28, 29 cars a night. We've had upwards of 45 the past 2 weeks, you know, all in preparation for what's going on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. But that amount of cars and the competition there weekly is just what builds this event up to be what it is coming in this week.
Well, talk about the format first for the 360 Nationals. You know, you're talking about 45 cars on a weekly night, but it's going to surpass that, we'll say the least, coming up here the next few days. Of course, there's a lot of racing starting Thursday night, as I believe the first night of qualifying. Talk about the format and just how many cars are you guys expecting this year?
Yeah, well, right now we do have 95 total cars, I believe, registered as of last night's roster check. That will grow, of course, on race day itself. We usually expect around maybe 4 to 5 just kind of walk-up-to-the-door show-ins on that day. But most of the big guys are registered, ready to go at 95 right now. You're going to have your qualifying night either Thursday or Friday. Qualifying is everything when it comes to 360 Nationals. I've seen guys draw 85 on a qualifying night, and they pretty much know their whole entire weekend is going to be a workload because they qualified so far back, and the track's going to be a little bit out of their favor when they left their qualifying run. So qualifying is everything for this one. And of course, it's points. It's all about points, finishing points, to get up toward the front there for Saturday night's A main. We'll probably have a D, C, B, and A main going into Saturday. And we'll also have our pro sprints on hand on Saturday night as well for one of their bigger nights of racing all season long.
Who are some of the guys you are kind of watching out for this weekend? Some of the bigger names that maybe the big names that you're watching out for, maybe a guy that maybe off the radar that you think could maybe make some noise.
Yeah, absolutely. One of the guys, I guess not so much off the radar, but coming on strong here toward the end of the year, Wayne Johnson. I like him to maybe get something going again. Of course, Wayne was a prominent 360 driver with ASCS, and he actually has a win this year at the Knoxville Raceway. It's the first time in a while, and he's kind of come on strong here lately. Brian Brown, who hasn't dipped into the 360 ranks much this year, he's always been extremely competitive in this event here. Of course, a former winner this one here, too. And then one that might shock some people is our current point leader here, Carson McCarl. Of course, the son of T-Mac, Terry McCarl. He's our current point leader. He had a ride last year. He's in his own stuff this year, in his own car, doing his own thing, and actually leading the points right now at Knoxville Raceway. And the way he's been driving lately, I think, you know, there's a dark horse out there for an extreme shocker on a national stage like this anyway. I think Carson could really maybe get something done here. That would be one proud dad in victory lane for sure with Terry.
Once again, we're talking with Chris from the Knoxville Raceway, talking about the Knoxville Nationals. Let's go ahead and turn our attention over to the 410 side. Of course, that's going on next week, the biggest week in sprint car racing, the 59th annual Knott's Energy Drink Knoxville Nationals. And the action kicks off next Wednesday and goes all the way through the weekend. Of course, last year's winner, Brad Sweet, finally breaking that streak, Donnie Schatz. Of course, Jason Johnson won in 2016. But before that, Donnie Schatz has absolutely dominated this event. But I tell you what, the last few years, a lot of guys have started to come up, and you know, this hasn't maybe been one of the most dominating years for Donnie. So a lot of guys seem like they're maybe starting to catch up to the 15.
Well, especially Brad Sweet. I mean, leading the points right now, won the Kings Royal, was $175,000 to win, largest ever sprint car race to pay out that much money, and now leading the points, and he's the defending champion of the event, too, and all eyes are pretty much on those two heading into the weekend here, and as well as Brian Brown, too. Brown's having another phenomenal year this season, had a great year last year, but last year, of course, his nationals, he pulled off early, had a DNF later on in that race, but feeling a little different this year about this. I think it's a three-man race up front. What happened last year, and it happens almost every single year, is you find that dark horse in the Capitani Classic on Sunday night leading into everything. That's what happened with Brad Sweet last year. Brad went ahead and won the pole shuffle. He's one of the first cars out. It's a King of the Hill format. Two cars at a time go out, run their two laps, and then the winner of the whole entire bracket has a pole for the Capitani Classic. And sure enough, he started the very first duel for two laps and went the whole way through it and swept it, wasn't even close, and that opened a lot of eyes up. That's when people thought, okay, maybe Brad's got something going into this whole week. Sure enough, he did, and he won the entire Knoxville Nationals on Saturday night. And so that's kind of where we're at right now, looking at this thing here. You always try and find a dark horse in that Cappy Classic on Sunday night to see who's ready to go. And then, you know, with Brad Sweet, Donnie Schatz, and Brian Brown, I think it's a three-man race up front heading into the week at least.
And, Chris, you know, the last time I actually made the Knoxville Nationals was the 50th race, and that was the first year of the 50-lap feature. Now, you guys have carried that over each and every year since. Before that, I believe it was a 40-lap feature, if I'm not mistaken. Mm-hmm. But how do you think that has maybe affected this race? You know, has that maybe started to change the way these guys are racing this event? You know, you get that caution lap halfway through the race. They can stop and refuel. I'm not for sure if they can make adjustments or not, but you think that has maybe affected the outcome of the race the last few years?
Maybe not the outcome of the race so much, except for one year. There was one year in 2013 where Donnie Schatz was actually in the B main on Saturday night and started on the pole, won it, and then went from the B main transfer position all the way up to the front and won the race. And I still believe had he not had 50 total laps, he would have had a top five finish that night. He would not have won the race that night, though. I think it would have been Brian Brown's race to win with a 30-lap eight feature. Other than that, I think it's not really affected things as far as the finishing order goes. I do think it's, you know, those first 25 laps or so, I think it gives that driver a little hesitation to where, you know, you have 50 laps for the first half here. If there's a window to make a three-wide move, he might back off for a quick second, take his time, and then let the race kind of pace out here. Whereas if it was a 30-lap race, he would make that move and go. So I think that first 25 laps, drivers are feeling things out. They're wanting to get ahead and get in the front of the pack, obviously, but they're not quite as, you know, ballsy as they might be as just a 30-lap feature all around there, because they know they have 25 laps yet to go after this two-minute break coming up here.
Now, of course, Chris, your other main job, of course, is you're one of the main guys over at My Race Pass, and a lot of people in the racing world probably are very familiar with you guys, especially in our area here. Why don't you go ahead and talk about My Race Pass a little bit, what you guys do. You know, you're kind of the leader in the scoring systems and a lot of tracks, not only in the state of Nebraska, but around the country. And, of course, I believe My Race Pass is actually part of the 360 Nationals this year.
Yeah, absolutely. You'll be able to see lineups, results on the My Race Pass app for 360 Nationals, and, of course, driver entries as well. So you can kind of follow along what's going on your mobile device there. I don't know we'll have live timing and scoring this weekend, but we will have everything else that you'll need to know about the event going on. But it's been a great, you know, the company's going great here. We're happy to be working with so many racetracks across not only the Midwest and Nebraska, but across the entire country, and really growing and seeing the advantages of it. Heading out to Boone for the Melvern Bank Super Late Model Race during your guys' fair race was an incredible experience to see fans really engaged with the action. They weren't just watching live timing and scoring, but they were sitting there watching, you know, lap door entries and results and lineups. So it was a great engaging tool for everyone at that event there. So, you know, that's kind of what we want to do for tracks and for drivers and for series across the country, give them that engagement, really get involved in the action, and really know, you know, what's going on the entire night of racing to give you that great fan experience.
Well, of course, just downloading the app is free, which includes, of course, the entry lists and, you know, the schedules for the tracks that are actually a part of My Race Pass. But it's only, what, $8 a year to actually have the live timing in that. So it's a really cool feature that is really not that expensive at all.
Exactly. Yeah, $8 a year gets you live timing and scoring for any racetrack that utilizes transponders and uses live timing and scoring through us on there. And I believe you guys, of course, have transponders out at Boone County Raceway, so it's always great to tune in on Friday nights. When I'm in the booth at I-80 Speedway, I always check in the action, what's going on Friday nights just out to our west, out towards Albion. So it's a great tool to do that with. And, you know, any race fans can't be in two tracks at once. We wish we could, but we can't be. So if you're at one racetrack and you want to watch the racing there, but you want to know what's going on at a different track, get the app, check it out. And if you want live timing and scoring, $8 for a whole year for you.
Once again, the Knoxville 360 Nationals and then the 410 Nationals coming up the next 2 weeks, the biggest two weeks in sprint car racing, not only in America, but actually probably the world. And once again, it's coming up the next 2 weeks over in Knoxville, Iowa, not too far away. Of course, you can go to KnoxvilleRaceway.com to get your tickets. Hope to see you all out there the next 2 weeks. If there's one event that any sprint car fan or just dirt track racing fan in general should be a part of, it's definitely that event. And big thank you, Chris, for talking with us here about the event, and hope to talk to you soon, possibly about my race pass, and maybe preview a little bit more sprint car racing up here in the next few weeks. Have a good one, Chris, and good call this next 2 weeks.
Hey, thanks, man. We'll talk to you guys soon.
All right, once again, that's Chris Krug with Knoxville Raceway and, of course, the My Race Pass app. And once again, you can catch him out each and every week at the Knoxville Raceway and with My Race Pass. We'll continue along with your Tri-County Race Report when we come back.
You're listening to the Tri-County Race Report.
Now, we've all heard this way too often.
Black car, you must act now.
If you're like me, when it comes to making a big purchase like buying a car, you don't want someone yelling a lot and pressuring you into getting something you can't afford. So I did my research.
At Clock Tower Auto Mall, there's no pressure when buying a new car. The staff at Clock Tower will provide the friendliest buying experience around. See their inventory online at clocktowerauto.com. And remember, at Clock Tower Auto Mall, they'll make time for you.
It's time for the Driver of the Week on the Tri-County Race Report.
Welcome back, everybody, here on your Tri-County Race Report as we continue along, wrapping up the month of July and heading into August. And, of course, the first part of August always means maybe the two biggest weeks in the world for sprint car racing. Of course, it is the 360 Knoxville Nationals and then, of course, the 410 Knoxville Nationals coming up next weekend. But the 360 is in action this weekend, and we got a special guest with us here today, Nebraska 360 sprint car driver with the Nebraska 360 sprint cars. It is, of course, the current points leader of the series in Jack Dover from Springfield, Nebraska. Two wins on the season with the series, but Jack, you're no stranger to victory lane. How has your 2019 campaign been going for you so far?
So far, it's been pretty good. This last week, we won Tuesday night, Friday night, and Saturday night, so that was three in a row. That's pretty good confidence going into Knoxville this weekend, so we're looking forward to it, and we had one mishap one night where we flipped twice in one night. Other than that, we've been on the podium, I'd say, probably 15 nights out of the 20 we've ran. So it's been a really consistent year.
You're no stranger to kind of touring around not only the state of Nebraska, but all around the country. You've toured with the ASCS sprint cars quite a few times over the years. Talk about just the way that the Nebraska 360 sprint car series has grown over the years from when it first started to where it is now, because it seems like you guys have some really big races, not only across the state of Nebraska, but of course you get over to South Dakota, a little bit into Iowa. I know they cut back the schedule just a little bit this year, at least travel-wise, which it's probably got to be nice for you, but you can also kind of go race some other bigger shows, you know, because you race quite a bit in the Midwest, not only just in Nebraska.
Yeah, I mean, we go to Jackson, Minnesota, South Dakota, Kansas, Missouri. So like you said, we race here in the Midwest, and our series is pretty good. I mean, it's grown over the years, but also the thing I like about it is they get drivers' input of where they'd like to race and how far they'd like to travel, so they try to make it good for us drivers. Like, they don't shows on top of other shows. They try to work with other series, other tracks, so they've improved it a lot over the years, and I think it's going to be something that's going to grow over the years.
So obviously you're going to be competing in the 360 portion of the Knoxville Nationals. Is your plan to also run the 410 portion or just the 360s this season?
We were talking about running 410s early on this year, but just we're going to focus on the 360 Nationals, and that's it. I don't run 410 stuff enough like I used to, so we're really kind of out of the touch as far as the tires go and just knowing the right setup and tuning the motors right. So I figured it'd just be cheaper to save the money besides rent a motor and put the money towards another 360 race after the Nationals.
Kind of led into my next question just a little bit there. What's the difference between the 410 and the 360? Obviously, the power ratio is quite a bit different, but how big of a difference is it from behind the wheel you driving? Do you have to kind of change your driving style a little bit, or do the cars handle any differently, or what do you all have to actually change on the car going from the 360 to the 410?
It depends, like, on the top wings, you can run a dish wing or flat wing in the 360s, where versus, like, in the 410s, all you can run is a flat wing. You can't run a dish wing. So you got to switch the wings. You obviously got to switch the motors, which they just come right out and go right back in. They all mount up the same. And then you got to switch the, they run a different compound tire. And driving, it's all the same. You just try to be as smooth as you can and go as fast as you can. But 410s are only a second or second and a half quicker than 360s, but when you're behind the wheel of a 410, it seems like it's 30 times faster than a 360. So the main thing is just trying to be smooth.
Talk about just this weekend in general. What are your expectations? You know, it's not very often where I actually talked to Chris Krug with Knoxville Raceway. He's actually planning on between 90 and 100 sprint cars this week, so it's going to be a pretty packed field. You know, you got a lot of deep talent pool of sprint car drivers coming from either the ASCS ranks or the weekly series at Knoxville, or even a lot of you, Nebraska 360 sprint car guys going over. So there's a lot of depth to this field, very competitive. How tough is it of a field, and how tough is it just to even make the show on Saturday night in the 360 sprint series? Because, you know, it seems like the 410 guys get a lot of the clout, but the 360 Nationals might be, if not probably, deeper of a field of drivers that can actually win the race.
Yeah, there's probably going to be 90 to 100 cars, and I've been doing it, trying it for 15 years, and I think I've only made the A main on the final night two or three times. So it's really, really tough, and there is 90 to 100 drivers, and I'd say probably 80 of them have a good shot at winning. So it's just you got to be on top of your A game, and a lot of it's qualifying. You want to go out early and qualify and have a good lap time, because that's a lot of your points for the week. And just be smooth and always try to move forward every time you go on the track. Then the 410 Nationals, it's the same way. You got to qualify well, and just every time you hit that track, you got to be focused on moving or passing cars the whole time you're on the track.
What's it like racing at Knoxville Raceway? You know, it's probably one of the most hallowed grounds for not only dirt track racing, but just racing in general, any type of automotive sport. And, you know, back in the day, I always was told that, you know, if you qualify and you let off, you're qualifying towards the back. Is it one of those places where you have to be full throttle all the way around? Of course, those big half miles, you got the big gumbo dirt in Iowa as well. It's got to be a pretty cool experience, though, to race on hollow ground like that.
Yeah, it is very cool. You're exactly right. If you lift during time trials, you might as well kiss your night or weekend goodbye, because lifting there is huge. I mean, a twitch of the steering wheel is a tenth of a second, I was always told. So every time I go there, I try to watch my twitching on the wheel. Racing against all the drivers over there weekly, I mean, they race you respectful, and they're clean drivers. And when it comes to Nationals, it's clean driving also, because everybody's wanting to make it to the final night. So they respect all the other drivers out there.
Well, Jack, what's to come here for the rest of 2019? Obviously, this weekend in Knoxville, I'm assuming you'll try and wrap up the points. Of course, you're leading the points with the Nebraska 360 Sprint Series. What's going to be your plans the rest of the year?
We're going to go to Jackson, Minnesota, I think, two or three more times. We got the Jackson Nationals up there. We're going to Norfolk. We got a race at I-80, or two more races at I-80 that are bigger races. Couple races down in Missouri. We got the Jesse Hockett Memorial down at Lucas Oil Speedway. I think we got probably 25 shows scheduled after Nationals, so it looks like we'll end up with about 50 nights this year.
Wow, that's awesome. That's a full schedule for you. Obviously, it takes a lot of guys to help out, especially on a touring series car like yours, and, you know, the sprint car racing seems like it gets more expensive every year. Talk about your sponsors and all your help.
Yeah, I'm very fortunate and very grateful for my sponsors and partners. We got Carpetland, Certified Transmission, Triple S Motorsports, Liquid Trucking, True Trucking, Backlund Plumbing, Speedway Engines, Spike Chassis. I'm sure I'm forgetting some, but just everybody that makes it possible for me to come out here and live my dream and run good every weekend is huge, and I enjoy it a lot, and I'm very, very grateful. I got a couple crew guys that make my job easier, Alex and Dave. They bust their butts during the week, so when I get to the track, my job's easy.
All right, well, thanks a lot, Jack, for talking with us. Good luck not only this weekend but the rest of the season for you.
Thank you. I appreciate you having me on the radio show, and hopefully we have a good weekend this weekend.
Once again, that is Nebraska 360 Sprint Series points leader Jack Dover from Springfield, Nebraska. You can check him out here locally, of course, around the Tri-County area, and, of course, this weekend at the Knoxville 360 Nationals.
You're listening to the Tri-County Race Report.